Now, here's one of my favorite singers of yesteryear, no longer with us, but a girl that I had the good pleasure of meeting on, what, two occasions, I think it was. And this was when she was really at the height of her fame in the late 50s and early 60s. Ruby Murray, she's singing for us the Percy French song, Fill the Fluter's Ball. By the way, I think I've mentioned it on Sounds Irish before, in this particular song, when they say, and Paddy, pass the corbeen round. Corbeen is the Irish word for a little hat.
Have you heard from the fluter of the town of Ballymuck? Times are growing hard with him, in fact the man is broke. He just sent out a notice to the neighbours one and all, as how he'd like their company that evening at a ball. And when writing out he was careful to suggest to them, if they found a hat of his convenience to the door, the more they put in whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for bettering the floor. With the tooth and the flute and the twiddle of the fiddle, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, up down hands around crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety to fill the fluted ball? There was Mr. Dennis Dougherty, who kept the running dog, little crooked Paddy from the Terralocket Bog, boys from every barony and girls from every art, the beautiful Miss Brady in a private ass and cart. Along with them came the bouncing Mrs. Cafferty, little Millie Mulligan was also to the fore, Rose Suzanne and Margaret O'Rafferty, the flower of Tipperary and the pride of Petrovore. With the toot and the flute, the twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up down hands around crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety to fill the fluter's ball? And then Phil the Fluter tipped a wink to little crooked Pat. I think it's nearly time, says he, for passing round the hat. So Petty passed the cobbing round and looking mighty cute, says you've got to pay the piper when he's twiddling on the flute. All joined in with the greatest joviality, covering the buckle and the shuffle and the cut. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality, the widow bet the company at handling the foot. With the toot and the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up down hands around crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Fill the Fluter's Ball?
You're listening to, and I hope enjoying, Sounds Irish with me, Joe Bollard, from the Emerald Isle. past few weeks on Sounds Irish, I've been playing for you some tracks from a couple of albums I've got of John Kelly. Now, John Kelly is a fine musician from County Mayo. I think he's actually from Knock in County Mayo, and we've spoken about Knock on the programme a few times. But here he's singing for us a song all about Westport in County Mayo, a town I love very much indeed. We often played in it when I was playing with the Jack Ruan band when we lived in Mayo all those centuries ago. I've always had a soft spot for Mayo in my heart. So here, John Kelly telling us all about Westport. We'll dedicate this to any of our Westport listeners on Sounds Irish, no matter what part of the world you're in.
There's a pretty spot in Erin's Isle, that land across the sea. The place where I was born and reared, it's ever calling me. But someday soon I'll pack my bags, and back there I will go, to my humble home in Westport, in the county of Mayo. Kilpatrick high, up in the sky, 'tis there I'd love to climb. Around Clew Bay, I'd love to stray in the good old summer time. Sure, when I think of all those things and the friends I used to know, it's then I long for Westport in the county of Mayo. Sure, 'tis many years since first I left that little town so grand, and sailed away to seek my home in a far-off distant land. I thought I would be happy here, how little did I know. I left my happy days behind in the county of Mayo. Kilpatrick high, up in the sky, 'tis there I'd love to climb. Around Clew Bay, I'd love to stray in the good old summer time. Sure, when I think of all those things and the friends I used to know, it's then I long for Westport in the county of Mayo. Now that I'm going back again, I never more will roam. No matter where you wander, there's no place like your own. So pack your bags and follow me, and back there we will go, to our humble homes in Westport, in the county of Mayo. Kilpatrick high, up in the sky, 'tis there I'd love to climb. Around Clew Bay, I'd love to stray in the good old summertime. Sure, when I think of all those things and the friends I used to know, it's then I long for Westport in the county of Mayo. It's then I long for Westport in the county of Mayo. It's then I long for Westport in the county of Mayo. It's then I long for Westport.
A few moments ago, I was talking about Philomena Begley and the Queen of Country. Now, here is another very popular country singer that I had the good fortune to meet some years ago while working on my local radio station here in Bray, Susan McCann. Now, Susan's singing for us here a song that's not an Irish song, but nevertheless, Susan is and always has been quite a very big country star here in Ireland and elsewhere. But Here she's singing a song that I first heard sung by Johnny McAvoy, and it's entitled You Seldom Come to See Me Anymore. It goes along the same lines as that song Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town sort of song, but Susan McCann does a wonderful job of this. You Seldom Come to See Me Anymore.
Can't you stay and pass an hour away? And we'd sit and dream a while by candlelight. For when the long day's over, that's the time I fear the most. For I hear your footsteps fade into the night. You're restless, tell me why. There's a teardrop in your eye, and I've seen it there 100 times before. And I know you're going to leave me, and it always breaks my heart. Seldom come to see me anymore. I will recall the day when your ship it sailed away to a far off distant land across the sea. Time was standing still when blind hatred was the order of the day.
You Seldom Come to See Me Anymore from Susan McCann. Didn't you make a good job of that one? Now, on the very first Sounds Irish programme, and that was quite some years ago, I played for you the recording of Mná na hÉireann, or The Women of Ireland, and I think I played the Noel Healy version of it that I'd had at the time. You all know also my love for the Irish whistle, the tin whistle as it used to be called. I think it's just called the whistle now. And you all know that I'm a big fan of Joni Madden, she of Cherished Ladies fame. We've had a few tracks from Joni on the programme over the years. But friends, I'm so excited because I came across this recording by Joni Madden of the track Maná na hÉireann, or The Women of Ireland, the other day. And I said, yes, I've got to play that on Sounds Irish. She does a wonderful job of it. A haunting Irish melody, The Women of Ireland, from Joni Madden. Now you've got to admit, I'm going to use the G word. That was gorgeous. Yes, Joni Madden and a wonderful interpretation, a wonderful arrangement, a gorgeous sound from the flute, wasn't it? Lovely, wholesome, round sound and the haunting sound of Manana Héireann. Now, there aren't too many songs written about County Leitrim, very small county. Yes, we're all familiar with the Larry Cunningham song, but have you heard Mick Flavin's interpretation of the Wild Roads of Leitrim?
By the banks of the Shannon, my love and I did stray, where roses were a-blooming in the merry month of May. For we were childhood sweethearts, and our love would never end. So I picked the crimson flowers, and these words to her I said. My wild rose of Leitrim, oh, won't you be my bride? Won't you stay forever, always by my side? I know that there's no reason why we should ever part. My wild rose of Leitrim, you're the flower of my heart. She looked so young and beautiful on our wedding day, as we joined our hearts together in the chapel on the brae. Now in our own wee homestead, among the Leitrim hills, where our days are always happy, and I know they always will. My wild rose of Leitrim, who once was my sweet bride, still is mine forever, always by my side. And I know that there's no reason why we should ever part. My wild rose of Leitrim, you're the flower of my heart. My wild rose of Leitrim, you're the flower of my heart.
Last week, I happened to find myself in Clontarf. Clontarf is a district of Dublin on the north side of Dublin. And it was there in the year 1014 that Brian Boru, one of the Irish High Kings, had a great battle with the Danes, and he drove them out, the Battle of Clontarf. Unfortunately, I think Brian got himself killed at that particular battle, but he drove the Danes out of Ireland at the Battle of Clontarf. And here is a piece played for us by the Chieftains. Now, I think everybody has heard of the Chieftains. Even people who may not have heard of other Irish groups will, of course, have heard the Chieftains. They've been going for, oh, God knows how many years now. And they've made lots and lots of albums and appeared with various world-famous people, making albums with various artists from outside of the Irish genre. But here, they're playing for us Brian Boru's March. Now, the last time I played this, I think it was by James Galway and Phil Coulter. Let's listen to the Chieftains.
Thank you.
Now we're going to change because it's going to be nice and quiet and gentle. A lovely song from a lovely lady. This lady happens to be a personal friend of mine. Her name is Lorna Jane Murray and she hails from County Waterford here in Ireland. The song she's singing is not necessarily an Irish song as far as I'm aware, but please, somebody put me right if I'm wrong. I think it's an old Victorian or Edwardian ballad, but it's given a gentle treatment here by Lorna Jane. It was recorded also many moons ago by John McCormack, but here Lorna Jane tells us all about Ben Bolt. Do you remember Sweet Alice Ben Bolt?
Don't you remember Sweet Alice Ben Bolt? Sweet Alice with hair so brown, how she cried with delight when you gave her a smile, and she trembled with fear at your frown. In the old churchyard in the valley, Ben Bolt, in a corner obscure and alone, they have laid a slab of granite so gray, and Sweet Alice lies under the stone. They have laid a slab of granite so gray, and Sweet Alice lies under the stone. And don't you so true, and the little nook by the clear running brook where we gathered the flowers as they grew. On the master's grave grows the grass, Ben Bolt, and the clear running brook is now dry, and of all the friends who were schoolmates then, there's none left, Ben, but you and I. And of all the friends who
now, you may wonder, why did I fade that at the end? Well, it fades because there is a slight fault at the end of that particular track, but I thought the song was so beautiful and it was so well performed that I just, well, I couldn't leave it out of the programme. Well done, Lorna Jane Murray. And it's not just because she's a friend of mine. It's a lovely performance. Now, recently, I got my hands on an album by Andy Cooney. Now, I'm not familiar with all of the tracks that he does on it, and I'm not quite familiar with this track, but it's very well done. So have a listen to Andy Cooney.
To this place with my working hands, the sea crossing turned my inside. Look to the sound of the marching band, we sailed up the change of the tide. When I saw Mary, her father said, we were sailing across the deep blue.
for brighter new days and a promised land. She would be going there too. So I'll keep her in my mind. There's a picture on my wall. Oh, my love is in America. My love could be anywhere at all. Oh, how he cried on that darkest night. Everyone leaving the line. The old generation just sitting tight, while all of us young bucks with plans. I'm using the name of another man to get a job here for more pay. I'll walk these strange streets for a better life. Wonder's the place, so they say. And I'll keep her in my mind. There's a picture on my wall. Oh, my love is in America. My love could be anywhere at all. The one thing that's traveled well. We meet up and play from our souls. The kitchen, the work yard, all the seven bells gives us a glimpse of our homes. Maybe I'll get back to New York State. Maybe I'll get up and go. Maybe I'll go back to my hometown. See if there's work, I don't know. I've sent many letters to no avail. Her silence is deafening to me. Maybe she lives with another man across in the new country. Until I know, I'll keep her in my mind. There's a picture on my wall. Oh, my love is in America. My love could be anywhere at all. Love is in America.